certainly I'm disappointed, as is the chief executive of TransLink, as is the minister, Danny Kennedy, and all of us who have been involved in that whole campaign to get a proper intercity service between Derry and Belfast, serving, of course, North Donegal as well. Every effort has been made to minimise that delay. But hopefully, and I feel confident within the next 2 years, we will have an early service which will be to the benefit of everyone and living proof that the railway, which officials wanted to close 10 years ago, is secure for everybody.
Now, this upgrade has been in the pipeline for many years, so questions must be asked about the preparation and planning that went into the project.
Well, of course, the railways had an awful history of stop-start in terms of finance. Danny Kennedy, who is a political opponent, I have to take my hat off to him and say, well done, Minister, you put the $23 million back into it. That work is now complete. And the second phase of that work is where the problem arises. So, you know, I have no problems that anyone deliberately went out of their way to upset the programme. And I've spoken to TransLink and headquarters this morning. I've got an assurance that everything humanly will be done to ensure that that delay announced will be of the absolute minimum.